Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Friday, November 5th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Road Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news and announcement from the Wauchula Police Department, they were notified yesterday an unknown person from Community Safety Net contacted the local business on behalf of Hardy County Fire Rescue for an important safety initiative for kids in Wauchula. This investment is only $15, and you can support as many kids as you wish. The local business contacted Deputy Chief Nancy Snyder with Hardy County Fire Rescue, who advised they are not currently conducting any fundraisers and have no knowledge of this company. If you receive an email or telephone call regarding a fundraiser being conducted by Hardy County Fire Rescue, do not provide any information or donations, as this company is not authorized to solicit funds on behalf of Hardy County Fire Rescue. Your local events: New Hope Elder Care Services invites seniors ages 60 and up to join them at their no-cost drive-through Thanksgiving celebration dinner. It's available for residents of both Hardy and Highlands County. In Highlands County, pickup will be at Grace Church of Sebring, 3599 Thunderbird Road, and reservations are also required. You can call ahead at 863-382-2134 by Monday, November 8th, to receive your meal pickup time. So you have until this coming Monday to reserve your time. In Hardy County, you have an additional week. The reservations will close on November 15th. Pickup will be at the Catherine McDonald Senior Center at 310 North 8th Avenue in Wauchula. Reservations are required. You can call ahead at 863-773-2022 by Monday, November 15th to receive your meal pickup time. More than 20% of the 1,500 tickets for the Restoration Rest Haven car giveaway have been sold, so if you're still thinking about buying tickets to win a 1958 Pontiac Chieftain, now is the time to do so before they sell out for good. Tickets for the car can be purchased in the lobby of First National Bank of Wauchula during normal business hours, or you can also buy them at Tony's Cuts Barbershop. For more information, call 863-781-1961, or you can email restorationresthaven@gmail.com. You can also buy your tickets online by visiting the Restoration Rest Haven Facebook page. And tonight, cheer on your Hardy Wildcats as they take on the DeSoto Bulldogs in a non-district home game. Kickoff starts at 7:30 p.m. this evening at the Wildcat Den. And if you can't make it over there, Wes and the gang will bring you live coverage of this matchup starting a few minutes before kickoff right here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, AM 1310 and FM 102.1 on your Hardy County radio dial, or listen around the world at 1021theoutlaw.com. Your jobs here in Hardy County: Wanzik Construction is looking for a solar installer. Qualifications include effective communication skills and knowledge of the installation and maintenance of photovoltaic systems. Lakeside Neurologic is looking for a recreational therapy assistant. Qualifications include a high school diploma or GED and previous experience with TBI, behavioral mental health, and recreational services. And Walker Exotic Tree Eradication and Mitigation is looking for a herbicide crew supervisor. Qualifications include the ability to work in extreme conditions and prior supervisory experience. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. tonight and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday. You can email us, hardymidday@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page, whichever you prefer. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Also, another thing to mention, when you advertise with us on Hardy Midday, it is absolutely free of charge, courtesy of First National Bank of Wauchula. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 70 degrees out, feels like 72. 50% chance of rain. Current conditions cloudy. Shade temperature 70 degrees. The maximum UV index is 1 low. Winds east at 8 miles per hour with gusts up to 10. Humidity very humid, 94%. Excellent air quality. The dew point 68 degrees. Cloud cover 94%. 10 miles of visibility. And a 1,000 foot cloud ceiling. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 10 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Boaters, use caution on area lakes. Today, showers with a chance of thunderstorms, highs in the mid-70s. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming southeast this afternoon with a 90% chance of rain. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers with a slight chance of thunderstorms early in the evening, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the late evening and overnight. Lows in the upper 50s, southwest winds around 10 miles per hour, becoming west after midnight, chance of rain 50%. Saturday, partly sunny with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs in the upper 60s, northwest winds around 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25, chance of rain 20%. Saturday night, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 50s, northwest winds around 10 miles per hour. Sunday, sunny, highs in the lower 70s, northwest winds around 10 miles per hour. And Sunday night, clear with lows in the lower 50s, highs in the upper 70s. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. You're all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Last month's Georgia Foundation for Agriculture Fall Online Auction was a huge success, raising nearly $26,000 to help fund foundation programs including elementary ag education, scholarships, farmer mental health research, and more. According to the Georgia Farm Bureau, this year's auction featured nearly 130 items donated by more than 100 individuals and local businesses. The GFA thanks all production participants, saying together we are developing the next generation of successful farmers and Georgia ag leaders. The USDA announced more than $243 million in grants to support specialty crops. The funding is available through two USDA programs, the Specialty Crop Block Grant Program and the Specialty Crop Research Initiative Grants Program. USDA is investing $169.9 million through the Specialty Crop Block Grant Program to support farmers growing specialty crops, including fruits, vegetables, tree nuts, and nursery crops. Since 2006, USDA has invested more than $880 million through the program. Farmers National Company and its agents marketed and sold a record amount of land during the company's fiscal year ending September 30th. Senior Vice President Randy Dickett tells AgriMarketing.com their staff handled over $750 million of real estate sales the past 12 months, topping 2013's previous record. Sales activity picked up as the year went along in most all areas, with average quality farmland and pasture land picking up interest.
Did you hear that? That's the sound of great careers in agriculture. One of which could be yours. With the number of different job boards that are online these days, it can be overwhelming trying to find out what best suits you as an individual in the ag industry. Hey, sift through the clutter and find your agricultural career on the job board focused on you. AgCareers.com. AgCareers.com is the leading online job board for the agricultural, food, natural resources, and biotechnology industries. We are committed to fueling the next generation of talent in agriculture in an effort to feed the world. We understand and support the vast number and variety of careers possible in the industry, from welders and biotechnologists to agricultural teachers and software developers. The time to work in agriculture has never been better, with nearly 6,000 career opportunities available on agcareers.com. An opportunity for you is out there. Search for your future today on agcareers.com.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wachula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. The key to solving immediate food supply chain issues is recruiting and retaining commercial truck drivers. House Ag Committee Chairman David Scott said that was the big takeaway from a recent hearing on the supply chain challenges. John Schwalz is Executive Officer of Southern Valley Fruit and Vegetable. He spoke on behalf of the Georgia Fruit and Vegetable Growers Association and said growers in the Southeast are concerned about crop failure due to a shortage of crop protection chemicals.
Many of these chemicals that we are looking for, fungicides, bactericides, those sort of things, are getting harder and harder to find, and it's become a longer and longer period of time, even if you can find them. You have the issue of the protection of the crop protection products being a lot more expensive, them not being readily available, and now it's getting to a point where they're not available at all. So that is going to be an incredible strain. It is an incredible strain. It's going to continue to get worse, it appears.
Schwalz says that delay in finding crop protection will have long-lasting effects.
The less protection products we have, the less yields we're going to have and crop failures. And that is going to tax the American farm, but the American farm, the American food supply chain.
The Food Service Distributors Association has indicated there are currently about 15,000 vacancies for truck drivers and 17,500 vacancies for warehouse workers.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
I'm Maura Bennett with the Southeast Ag Report on the Ag Information Network.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SR News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks wound up a mixed bag on Wall Street, but big gains in several technology giants helped push the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ indexes to more record highs. The S&P added 0.4%, the NASDAQ rose 0.8%, but the Dow slipped 0.1%. More stocks fell than rose on the New York Stock Exchange. Qualcomm soared 12.7% after the chipmaker reported record profits. and said supply constraints would continue to ease. Moderna sank 17.9% after cutting its forecast for vaccine deliveries. The Dow was down 33 points to close at 36,124. The Nasdaq gained 128 to 15,940. The S&P was up 19 points to 4,680. New York oil fell $2.05 to $78.81 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With us here in sports, I'm Patrick Frost. Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers is in the NFL's COVID-19 protocol and will miss Sunday's game in Kansas City.
Coach Matt LaFleur was asked more than once if the reigning NFL Most Valuable Player has been vaccinated.
You guys are trying to, in a roundabout way, trying to get me to answer whether or not a guy is vaccinated or unvaccinated. And I'm not going there.
Backup Jordan Love will start at quarterback Sunday. LaFleur didn't speculate on how long Rodgers might be out. Back in August, Aaron Rodgers was asked if he had been vaccinated.
Yeah, I've been immunized.
He added there's a lot of conversation around it.
There's guys on the team that haven't been vaccinated. I think it's a personal decision. I'm not going to judge those guys.
Green Bay has won 7 in a row and has a big lead on top of the NFC North. I'm Ed Donahue.
Tom Maddie, who spent his entire 12-year NFL career as a gritty running back for the Baltimore Colts, has died at the age of 82. This is Esther in Sports. The NBA, Kevin Durant had 13 points in a 20-4 run that ended the third quarter and gave Brooklyn a 117-108 victory over Atlanta.
I think we did a good job of fighting over screens. Trae Young is dangerous in that pick and roll, but I thought we did a solid job of just playing them tough all night, making them shoot over guys, 6-for-22.
Young ended up with 21 points. Philadelphia beat Chicago 103-98. The Bulls fell to 6-2 despite DeMar Rosen's game-high 37 points. Boston beat Orlando 92-79. It was Cleveland 107, Portland 104, Indiana 111, New York 98, Toronto 109, Washington 100, the LA Clippers 126, Minnesota 115, Memphis 108, Denver 106, Dallas 109, San Antonio 108, Sacramento 112, New Orleans 99, Golden State 114, Charlotte 92. In the NHL, Carolina edged Chicago 4-3 to stay unbeaten. Edmonton beat Nashville 5-2. Columbus overtime, Colorado 5-4, Los Angeles in a shootout over St. Louis 3-2. With us for In Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you will always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960. And no other bank deserves that title other than our very own First National Bank of Wauchula. You can stop in and see them at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Or if they're closed or you can't go in, head online to fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for the day: as soon as I walk through the door, I realize that I have a habit of breaking things. You have to think about that one for a moment. Tune in not tomorrow, but Monday for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great and safe and dry rest of your day and a great weekend, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.